JSE All Share Index ending its session 0.7% down as well. Pressure really being exerted across the board today. Resources 10 component falling just over 1%, and that despite the weaker rand in play. Financial 15 trading 1.67% lower, and the industrial 25 losing 0.2%. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the day's market moves, Graham Frank from PSG Wealth. Graham, thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening. So I want to start off with the rand, because despite its performance at the start of this year, it's a performance that's fizzling fast. You know, it's now sitting as one of the worst performing emerging market currencies this year, and particularly interesting because it's with just 2 weeks to go before the national elections.
Yeah, exactly right. 2 weeks to the day. I see the rand was at its strongest level. It was around 1320, 1325 in January this year, closed today at 1440. So it's weakened by about 8.5-9%. Which again is not great news in terms of what people are perhaps expecting for the elections. Anecdotally, we do get asked quite often whether Moody's and the downgrade has been priced into the rand. And just a data piece, Brazil's currency and bond yields have already been junked, and they are more expensive than South Africa. So our yields on our bonds and the currency are basically telling us that the market's junked us already. But let's see what happens with the elections.
It's because of this that I guess many not too concerned about inflationary pressures moving forward in the short term, at least. You know, much of the commentary has been that we've got inflation well anchored. How much of a risk, though, having said that, does the rand and this weaker status present? Because it comes hand in hand with a rising oil price.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, just a week or two ago, people were saying that the MPC made a mistake in raising rates last time around, and they're going to turn around and drop rates. I think that's a much tighter call now, as you say, with the currency weakening and with the oil price doing what it's doing. But that said, around the world, it seems that inflation's under control. Most central banks are becoming more accommodative, i.e. monetary policy is a little bit looser now than it was a few weeks ago. And South Africa is probably in a similar situation. And just very quickly, just in terms of the election, I just looked earlier today when we went into the 1994 election, and you may recall there was a state of emergency in KwaZulu-Natal. There was violence across the country. In 93, the market was up 54%. In 94, 22%. In 95, 10%. And 96, 10%. So I'm not saying we're going to do that, but you know, there is strong evidence that should we have the political will to get things right in South Africa, the market could do very well from here, even despite us being at a high.
Because for now, it's this broader economic context that's really coming to bear on our financial sector. We've seen that trading in the in negative territory today, and Standard Bank, one of the players within that that component, that's come out with a first quarter earnings report. Not too bad. It's reported an 8% rise in earnings attributable to ordinary shareholders, but highlighting the fact that it has very little to do with South Africa and more so to do with the rest of Africa.
Yeah, some very similar to Nedbank. They said the same thing, the rest of Africa propping them along. As you say, Standard Bank, I think it was about 8% up. The PE on Standard Bank is about 10 times, the dividend yield 4 or 5%. So it's still looking reasonably good value, but I think a sort of 8, 9, 10% earnings and dividend growth in this environment is still pretty credible. And we saw that from PSG Group. I mean, obviously, disclaimer, I do work for the group, but they've got their tentacles across the entire economy, and they reported earnings growth also of about 9%.
And Capitec doing a lot of that heavy lifting.
Yeah, Capitec now 67% of their NAV, so it's now dominated by Capitec. But as I say, 8, 9, 10% in this environment is still a pretty credible achievement.
In this environment, we've got the likes of a competition commission that's tightening the screws on players like Vodacom and MTN, those getting punished today. We had Vodacom losing 4.3%, MTN dropping back 2.4% as well, and that on the back of a decision that, we need to see immediate relief on data pricing in South Africa in particular. Your interpretation of this and what it means for, what have become utility plays in the South African context.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with that Competition Commission ruling, I must say. I mean, especially as you say, the lower end consumers that are buying 1 gig or less, they really are being penalized. They don't have Wi-Fi's in office blocks in homes, and they really are dependent on the big data providers to provide reasonable prices. And again, I just couldn't agree more. The likes of a Vodacom has always been a high dividend play because of the fact that it's a utility like, but increasingly the headwinds are coming thick and fast. And we've seen that right from Scandinavia through Europe, through all the developed countries. What Vodacom is experiencing now has been seen time and time again in developed markets. And I think, as I say, I couldn't agree more that they should be dropping data prices.
Well, I assume that you'd find very few South Africans that would disagree with that announcement today. In the meantime, Tiger Brands, worst performer on the top 40 index today, pulling back 7.8%. Let's go through why we've seen such negative play on Tiger Brands.
Yeah, just to be clear on that one, they've unbundled Oceana. So the exact mathematics, I think you got 25 Oceana shares for 100 Tiger Brands. So the Tiger Brands shares should have dropped by 18 or 19 rand because it went X today. And they dropped by about that amount. So it wasn't too bad.
Okay, so if you look at it on face value, pretty misleading, but a clear explanation for that. Your stock pick at the moment, Graham?
So we do still like the SA Inc space. It's slightly controversial given the elections 2 weeks away. So we're going to go for the two industrial companies, AECI and Bidvest. Both of them, reasonable valuations, dividend yields of 4 or 5%, and reasonably well managed in this very constrained environment.
Let's leave it there, Graham. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Graham Frank is with PSG Wealth Santon. Your stock pick at the moment, Graham?
So we do still like the SA Inc space. It's slightly controversial given the elections 2 weeks away. So we're going to go for the two industrial companies, AECI and Bidvest. Both of them, reasonable valuations, dividend yields of 4 or 5%, and reasonably well managed in this very constrained environment.
Let's leave it there, Graham. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Graham Frank is with PSG Wealth Santon.